Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Many moons ago, I used to use this resource when I'd be setting up this show, and it was a gun blog, a really good gun blog called Guns.com. And I had a couple of their writers on here, and I had some of the publishers, maybe a principal or two, I don't remember. I had more than one person come on. And then they began to change. They began to segue into something else altogether. They began to segue into not only a blog, but also a online gun buying resource. And now, as my circle closes itself, they have joined me, and now they've taken on the role of, you know, this is the Guns.com radio studio. They have taken on this sponsorship of the show. Joining me for the first time from any, you know, I've spoken to one other person, but this is really my first chance to get to speak to anybody anywhere from Guns.com in quite some time. Joining me now is the Director of Business Development. His name is Jeff Tesh. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing okay.
Thanks for having us.
You're in Burnsville, Minnesota, yeah?
Technically, that's my kind of home office or home base office, if you will. I do work from my home, which is central Minnesota, kind of north central Minnesota.
That's very near my network. You know, that's where Genesis Communications, I think they call Burnsville home. So,
oh, really? Okay.
I have never visited because I'm in South Carolina, and, you know, going north to the colder climes when you get to be my age, well, let's just say that's not the thing to do.
Just come during one of the 2 weeks of summer that we have, and then you'll be okay. Although this summer it's been pretty wild. We've had more warm. I think our weather's been warmer here than some places of the deep south. It's just nuts. We're in extreme drought, and it's just been a crazy, crazy summer for us, I'll tell you.
Now, were you at Guns.com when they began to segue?
Yeah, actually. So I was hired 2 days before the marketplace launched, which was fun. But right at the very beginning. So obviously a lot of development and thought went into the marketplace long before I was here. And that was October of 2018 was the official launch, kind of a soft launch of the firearms marketplace.
And from the looks of things, you guys landed quite. Right now, you've got free shipping on all summer long on firearms if they buy through the website. Now, one of your jobs is to, I guess you're the liaison between FFLs? You deal with the FFLs?
Exactly. So we serve kind of two customers at Guns.com. Obviously, the end consumer that shops and purchases things on our site every day, and we're very customer-centric when it comes to serving that end consumer. Without them, we really don't have anything, of course. And then the second customer is our dealer network, and that's brick and mortar retail storefronts all over the country that essentially list their inventory on our site, and we sell it on their behalf.
Now, for those of you who might be thinking right now that you lost the guns.com resource, they are still there. There's still a couple of names you'd recognize there, but we're going to concentrate on the sales side of it. You guys sort of landed in a big way. You have sales of both new and used guns there. Forgive me for presuming this, but this seems like a mighty big task to get out here and do all the organization you would have to do as an online entity to actually be effective. How on earth did you pull this off?
Well, it takes a village, as they say. I'll just say two things about other teams within guns.com. Because my team is really responsible for making sure we educate the retailers out around the country to get them familiar with who we are, get the products listed on the site, and that's not easy. But with that said, I would just say we have really two other core competencies inside our company that help us be successful. Number one, we're a technology company first, obviously, because we've got to deploy really smart tech to make everything run. And everything we want to do, if we want to change something, it's not like we can walk to the front of the store and hang a new sign. If it's changed something on the site, it usually goes through our development team, which is all in-house, and they're very, very good at what they do. We have very cutting-edge, tech and how our site's developed and, all of that. I'm a sales guy, so that's about as technical as I can get without getting into trouble. But that is very much a core competency. And the second one is our marketing team. You mentioned our content side of that, which is really, was born 10 years ago. But since our marketplace has launched, our team that works really, really hard every single day to make sure that we are present in front of a consumer, they're just really, really good at what they do. And you talk to, for instance, our SEO manager. If you want to get a headache, you just go ask him one question, and he'll ask you about seven questions back. And it's like voodoo, the things he knows and does. I don't know, but we've quickly come to the top of the page ranks and a lot of different searches, and that's obviously helped us find consumers and be really successful.
Now, you have, and help me with this, because I've always thought of you in a certain way, and I'm just trying to assimilate what's going on here. So, you not only have guns that you sell, you also have a network of local dealers. Is this nationwide?
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So we have inventory that we purchased, from consumers if they want to sell us their firearm. We can purchase that. I don't know if that was Mark or the other person from guns.com that was on already, but that's certainly one aspect of our business. But most of our transactions actually today happen through our dealer network. Essentially, again, they list the product. What's unique about our site versus other marketplaces is that we really own the consumer experience. The consumer is shopping with us, which means the dealer gets to kind of outsource all of the things that go along with serving that customer.
Right.
It's pretty cost intensive to do it really, really well. And so we'll basically, we'll sell a consumer comes to our site, they find the firearm they want, they purchase that gun, we handle the payment transaction and, a whole bunch of things from an order processing standpoint. And then we marry that consumer up with that dealer that needs to ship that gun and just kind of automate that process. Of course, the firearm gets sent to a verified transferring FFL where the paperwork is filled out appropriately, and then the selling dealer gets paid. Everybody's happy.
Indeed. The other thing, well, you know what? We're coming up on the first break, and I want to ask you about this because I've in the past, before this kind of model came up, I only dealt with gun dealers, storefronts. I'd like to see if guns.com and other places, you have alleviated this problem. You can go check out this website. It's simplyguns.com. It's a blog. It's a retail operation. They sell gear. They sell accessories. Guns of every imagination, new and used. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jeff Tesh. He is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com. This is the Guns.com radio studio, so this means a great deal to me. I know that with certain dealers in the past that from time to time, in order to buy certain guns, they would have to buy so many of this gun and so many of that gun and buy X amount of dollars of guns. And for a gun dealer or for a storefront gun dealer, sometimes that can be sort of taxing. Does Guns.com, a service like Guns.com, does this help him move that inventory faster?
Yeah, for sure. It's our marketplace is really designed. It's a really no risk proposition for the dealers that join our platform and list their inventory. So whether it's the example you have, or maybe they've got to stretch a little bit to make a purchase, to a package buy, so they can be competitive with the cost averaging that happens on those items. Maybe they've got inventory that's just simply aged. Maybe they took in some used firearms that. Not so great in St. Cloud, Minnesota, but those are really hot sellers. It's a long-range rifle in out in Montana. That's just, what they do. So giving that used firearm that national audience maybe gives you a little bit more margin opportunity. There's lots of different ways that and reasons why it makes sense for, a dealer to use our platform. But the cool thing about, about Guns.com from a dealer perspective is we never charge a dealer anything unless we sell their firearm, which is pretty unique. It's the only investment they have is the little bit of labor investment they have to actually list the firearm, which is the fastest of any marketplace that's out there. Very easy to do.
So with something like this, this is sort of a resource that sort of changed the business in a lot of ways, hasn't it? The whole guns retailing business has changed because of this.
It totally has. I've got, 22 years in the industry, mainly in firearms distribution, where I help, work with dealers all over the country just in their operations, however we could help them. But, back when I first started, it was, firearms e-commerce was almost nothing. And then a few big players came along, set the tone, and now here we are today in e-commerce in general. If you're not in that on that field, so to speak, I think you're just missing it. And with COVID over the last year plus now, it's really accelerated the need to have a wider presence even more when consumers shifted their buying patterns and stores had to, limit hours or close because maybe their staff was, had to quarantine, those kinds of things.
Right.
Having an online presence of some kind, Guns.com or somebody else, just gives you, the 24 hours a day, endless aisle opportunity that you have. So I really think it's the ante to the game. Now you have to have additional sales channels established, that make sense for your business.
It does indeed. I just had an electronic piece just burn out on me right in front of me. This is the drama of live radio, Jeff.
Well, if your computer's been talking to my computer, then it probably caught something from mine because it's been like that all day for me. So sorry.
No telling, huh? I get it. I got you. So yeah. with this, have you guys reached the zenith of what you can be at this point? Or... is there still other things that you are developing that, I don't know, maybe we can't even talk about just yet?
Well, yes. I'll say yes to that for sure. I'll go back to the fact that we're a technology company and our competencies that I just talked about. The reality is, given in the shooting sports industry, there's a lot of different things we can do and provide and take on that, maybe some we've thought about and some we haven't even thought about yet. But we're in no way done or finished. Even from a marketplace standpoint, the industry is kind of finding this new normal in terms of volume right now, and it's changing every day. But we're still growing, and we need to grow. So, just from who we are today, we're not if you were in any of our internal meetings, you would think we're not so good because we're super critical. I mean, we want to continue to scale and grow and, you know, keep adding services, whether it's to our dealer base or to our consumers, that just make it easier to either shop with us, list with us, do business with us, et cetera.
I'm waiting to see how this develops because this is, with the internet age, we started seeing the thing where, gun reviewers came along. And a lot of people, a lot of people that would be out there thinking, well, I don't know what gun I want. Now they could watch their favorite creator get out there and try a gun out. Get an opinion of it. But then came the finding of the gun. And with all of the, does the way the traditional gun selling apparatus works with the between the distributors and the retailers, does that aid you in adding dealers to your network because they have to continue to buy in this quantity or that quantity, or they got to buy five of the Glock 32 because if they want to buy any Glock 19s, that kind of thing?
Not really. I mean, we target brick and mortar retailers. That is a requirement to be able to list and sell on our platform. And typically those type of retailers, they're carrying an inventory of some size. And whether they buy that direct through a manufacturer or use distribution channels, it's typically, they have inventory to sell. And you mentioned this earlier, they're kind of the best dealers we can find. They're really turns conscious. They're constantly managing their inventory. And looking at, where they can increase their sales, essentially. And with our platform, they can do that with, almost no upfront cost to them whatsoever. And a cool way to think about our model, because it is so unique.
Yes. Let's talk about the cool way to think about the model when we get back. This is the beauty of the radio thing, the breaks. Jeff is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com. This is a online gun marketplace, a blog. You can buy some gear there. They have local places to go, and they still have that good news section. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top military official says a Herculean effort is underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. Army Major General Hank Taylor stressing that the city's airport remains under U.S. military control and is secure. His comments come as the Taliban has effectively taken control of the Afghan capital. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News what he's been telling veterans who are concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan.
For 20 years, your sacrifice bought us freedom from a terrorist attack. It was valuable. What happens now is on Joe Biden and his administration. The failure to properly get out of the country is his fault, not ours.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting the United States is surpassing 37 million cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. In a new poll released by Gallup on Tuesday, 49% of U.S. adults say they have tried marijuana, a new high watermark in the survey giant's research. The company noting the percentage has steadily risen in the past 50 years, with a sharp rise from 4 to 22% around the 70s. It stood at 30% in 1985 and then 40% 6 years ago. Just 12% of participants in the new poll say they smoke marijuana. The company is saying the percentage has hovered in that 11 to 13% range for the past few years, even though the percentage of adults who say they smoke cigarettes has declined. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. House Democrats are introducing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the Democrats will move to pass the bill when the House comes back next week. The House also will be looking into the infrastructure bill that was passed in the Senate. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Jeff Tesh, he is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com, a online shopping resource for those of you looking for a gun. Or if you're looking to sell a gun, let's talk about how somebody sells a gun. Now, you've sort of streamlined that process, and it's four steps, and it looks like four fairly simple steps.
Yeah, it really is. Essentially, how it works, you know, consumer just logs in, they create an account, and they submit their firearm using the easy instructions, you know, pictures of the gun, tell us what it is, tell us what you want for it. It goes to our team to review, and essentially we'll make an offer back for that firearm we're willing to pay for it. And then with instructions on, you know, we will send you a label for you to ship that gun to us. And then we send you the payment for it. Pretty simple.
Well, I think the thing here, you as you were going past this costs you nothing to sell a gun to Guns.com because of that prepaid shipping label. I guess with most of your major shippers, if you take it to the hub, you don't even have to take it to an FFL to ship it, do you?
If it's a private transaction, no. You don't have to take it to an FFL. And this is the We Buy Guns is what it's branded for on the site, a little different than what we talked about before the break. But we kind of make the shipping cost baked into the overall cost and offer of the firearm just to make it, just more simplistic to the consumer and not add on all these fees and things like that. We find that consumers get frustrated by that.
And one thing I've noticed is the retail prices are street retail prices. I know what MSRP is on some guns, and I know what cost is on some guns. And your prices are very competitive with what they refer to as the street price, which is normally a little less expensive than the MSRP. Which side of your business do you think is the one? Most people probably come to the used side because they think they're going to find a better deal. Are they going to find a better deal at the used side? Are they going to find a less expensive gun? I guess it depends gun to gun, right?
And it definitely depends on guns, on gun to gun. It also depends on sort of the environment that we're in terms of sales in the industry, coming off of this all-time high. We had kind of three events that were unprecedented in terms of surge activity that all happened within a few months or weeks of each other, and that kind of changed the marketplace. Where you just like a lot of other industries, you go to trade in your vehicle and it's worth I don't know 3x of what it normally would be worth in a normal market right now. I think used guns were kind of doing the same thing there for a while, and now that supply is catching up for new, everything's sort of settling back down. So we'll probably see some price variation here for a while, but I think for the most part it's true, used firearms, if it's standard everyday things, built recently, they should be priced of value compared to what you can purchase a new one for, obviously, so people can move those. But the collector items, as we all know, a lot of times it's that's where this national consumer audience, if you have things that are unique or in short supply, that if you put that out in front of a lot of different eyeballs, it can go for maybe more than what it would in your particular store.
And what I'm finding, like if with some of the way your search works, like if you're listening, if you're looking for something in particular, I guess with the newer guns, you have a wider selection of them because the older guns are just going to be based solely on what somebody trades to you. Do you ever get anything really rare?
Yeah, well, used firearms are also listed by the retailers around the country as well, so it's not just what we purchase.
Right.
So we do have a really good selection of used firearms, and it's growing. And we track that every week, really every day, but it's growing all the time. Especially since more used firearms are coming back into retail stores, or consumers are deciding to sell them again, so keep an eye out for inventory. But yeah, we sold some really cool stuff. I can remember early on when the marketplace had just this is probably early 2019, somewhere in there. Don't quote me on that, but I had a dealer friend of mine approach me with a gun that she took in, and she's like, I'm just hearing what her customer was telling her what it was. And it was all the technical people out there are going to probably write in and say this is all wrong, but I'll just describe it from how I can. It was a World War I trench gun. It looked like had a revolver, big wheel on it that apparently it was kind of designed to be elevated up above these trenches, and they just pulled a trigger six times or whatever it was. Maybe eight rounds. Never heard of this thing before. We had someone internally that he's a gun geek for sure. I mean, he's forgot more about firearms than I'll ever know in my life. And he did a bunch of research on it and found the name and information. Well, we listed it for this dealer. We took it in, and it's $5,000 gun, so it wasn't super expensive, but. It's not like a single action army that's polished and beautiful. It's an old piece of metal. It's a piece of history. And I told the dealer, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we'll put it out there. We'll put a little blurb article on it. But it's a neat piece. We're really lucky, happy to have it on the site, but kind of no promises if it's going to sell. and it sold in 23 days. So, you know, that's a really unique thing that I know about. And I'm sure there's been other firearms. We sold one of the Colt replica Gatlin guns. Recently we sold kind of a cool one. We sold a John Wayne commemorative, single action Army, a 1 of 7, that had the presentation case and all of the ivory, accessory pieces to the kit. That was from a dealer out in Arizona that sold that on our site. And, just a really, really neat, again, piece of history. As someone growing up watching John Wayne with my father, you know, it's kind of a neat one to know about, that we sold. So yeah, we're not just the new, what's hot firearms that are selling on our platform. It's really our collectible side and unique firearm business continues to grow for sure.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that John Wayne pistol.
It was cool.
I'd like to have seen that. I'd like to put together like a Sonny Crockett starter kit. I was a big Smith & Wesson 4506 fan. That's probably the only thing I can put with it because I don't know if I can afford a Ferrari Testarossa.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if I can afford a sport coat. But I can afford the gun if I can find it, so I'll be looking for that when I go there.
There's always ways to afford the gun, right?
Right. Always ways. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. Guns.com, I have used them in the past as a resource to prepare to do a show for you. I have a history with them. So when I found out that they had stepped up and had taken on the role of sponsoring me and sponsoring the radio studio, this was the completion of my circle. It was almost a Kwai Chang Kane moment. And you can be involved in that, too. Go to guns.com right now. Check out what they got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We have been speaking with Jeff Tesh. He's the director of business development at guns.com, which has gone from being a blog page. I'm not aware of anybody ever doing that, Jeff. I'm not aware of anybody completely reinventing themselves like that online. I may not get out enough. Are you guys the first ones in the gun industry to do that?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say we're the first. I don't know of any others also myself. And I think it was always the idea of our founders to, shortly after they, kind of launched the, the content side of the business, they really saw a need or underserved consumers in the marketplace side of things in firearms e-commerce, and having a lot of technical background from our founders, they were able to really kind of draw out what that looks like and all of the competitive advantages that we would have, and obviously over a big investment. Starts with our name, the URL is pretty cool, and here we are. So I don't know if we're the only or the first, but we're running our race, and I think we're doing pretty good.
Well, from the standpoint of the URL, just the URL alone, I'm pretty sure you guys could probably be sipping drinks with little umbrellas in Aruba if you just sold the URL. But it's to me, it makes better sense for it to be a marketplace than just a blog page. To me, and so that move, whichever genius came up with that move, does he have like a big head? Does he have headaches a lot? I mean, whoever made this command decision.
So like I said, there's a lot of smart people that were here long before I was here, and a lot smarter than me. Period. But yeah, if you're alluding to the fact, I mean, when you're in the firearms industry, as we all know, it's sort of hard. The social media outlets and advertising in general, it's just a little bit more complex because you know, there's plenty of unfriendly 2A entities out there that, you know, don't really want to work with you. Google, Facebook, you know, we all know the platform,
right?
And when your name is guns.com, it's kind of hard to add that or hide your name in, you know, AdWords search purchases, those kinds of things. So having our content side of the house and our marketing team, again, being a core competency of our business is really important because that's how we drive traffic. And that is a leg up, I think, on a lot of other firearms e-commerce, you know, businesses out there that we continue to just drive fresh traffic to our site every single month and it continues to grow. And we really, you know, our mission is to own that consumer and that consumer experience to make them very sticky to us. So obviously tracking, return customers like any good business does. We do that all the time and that's very important to us that, you know, we grow our brand and have consumers come back and continue to shop with us, not just one firearm, but we want them to think of us as, you know, the kind of that big online retailer that starts with an A where people just go to buy stuff because they make it so dang easy. You know, it used to be because it was cheap. And now I think if anybody really puts their hand on the Bible, they say, well, I go to the Amazon or the A word, Amazon, because it's easy, right?
Yeah.
That's where it's at. So we're doing the same thing in the firearm space, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, with everything with COVID and everything when that was going on, nobody could stock firearms. Nobody had any.
Yeah.
And you guys probably, with your network and the way you set everything up, you probably were satisfying a few people that were looking for that instant gratification from start to finish. And if you had to put it in days, like, is it a 5-day process to buy a gun from start to, you know, making the purchase to filling out the FFL or the 4473 and picking it up at the gun shop, or how quick is it?
Well, there's a couple things that go into that factor, but yes, we had inventory on our platform throughout this last 15-month surge for sure when things were really wild and crazy. Did we want to have more? Absolutely. But I would say compared to a lot of the marketplaces and online sellers, we had inventory when a lot of folks just couldn't. They didn't. Maybe they sold it too fast. Their supply chains weren't, you know, like ours. We have an army, if you will, of dealers in the background that are listing their product. We don't just rely on one source, so that definitely helped. But in terms of time to get the firearm, you know, it can be as little as 48 hours if everything kind of the stars align and we are able to get the transferring FFL sent to us and the dealer confirms the inventory and ships the gun the same day they get the packet. It could happen that fast, but typically, you know, probably 3 to 4 days right now is our from purchase to being able to pick the firearm up at the transferring dealer. It's probably pretty common.
Yeah.
Which is, okay. We're constantly trying to improve upon that, but that's a pretty good turnaround time.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I have seen with a lot of people is them lose their website or lose their platform or something. And this is why you guys aren't using social media, right? You're not using social media. You've created the place to go versus going to the place where everybody's at. And in the long term, you guys are going to be standing there pretty, pretty, pretty nice, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going anywhere for sure. We're built on, you know, we're not going to be able to be deplatformed in terms of our site. We do use some of the social media outlets. You're able to find us on all the traditional outlets. We're just really smart, you know, about what we post and things like that. So we don't get deplatformed there. And that's a whole nother team that, again, they're, you know, I can spell Facebook. I'm on there, but I don't really know a lot about it, but man, we got a great team that runs our social and we do pretty good there. But it's, you know, it's a constant battle. I mean, it's just like any e-commerce business, you got to worry about all the things related to making sure your site stays up every single day, whether it's an anti-2A entity coming after you or, you know, cyber attack or fraud or who, you know, all these things that, you got to worry about. And for our dealers out there, our storefront dealers listening to this, this is just what makes this so unique is that if you're sitting there thinking, how do I sell online? Never done it before. It's a huge investment. If you're going to sell volume of firearms online, it's a big investment. And it's all checks you're writing up front before you sell a thing because you got to develop everything. But you get to outsource pretty much all of that to us. And, you know, all the things that go with that, from all the marketing things you talked about, the compliance, sales tax collection, remittance, you know, credit card processing and every day changing fees associated with that and dealing with chargebacks from consumers and fraud and compliance, like I mentioned already, you know, shipping and then, of course, returns and all the customer service related things. You know, our dealers get to outsource that to us, and we're the only platform currently that does that. So that's a huge differentiation for Guns.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time, so tell the folks at Guns.com, I want to do a segment here called The World According to Guns.com. It could be the writers, it could be Will, it could be Jen, it could be you. You did very well, by the way. Don't sit around and get out there and beat yourself up, and if anybody says any different, well, I say you did really well. So I appreciate you taking the time to join me and everything else. Guns.com. You can go in there and look for your gun. You can go in there and look for some accessories. They got gear. They got used guns, new guns. They got local guns. They got guns in a central location. And you can read the news while as you're processing everything that's going on there. One place to go for all of that stuff. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate this.
Absolutely. Coming up next, it's going to be Super Dave Harrington, the little combat pistol craft. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.